This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The corporate story of the day today is brought to us by the letters P and G, as in the consumer products conglomerate Procter & Gamble. This morning, the company posted its best quarterly sales growth in 5 years, which comes after years of basically no growth. Everything was up: razor blades, laundry detergent, healthcare products too. But the real driver of this thing was bathing and beauty and booming global demand, which is helping the old established brands and the upstarts as well, as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports from WESA in Pittsburgh.
Procter & Gamble's Gillette, Pantene, Olay, we grew up with those brands. They were available in just about every store. That actually hurt those brands' ability to grow. Younger shoppers want smaller batch, organic, newer products. Ravi Dar runs the Center for Customer Insights at Yale University. The familiar products?
They were not seen as authentic by millennials.
So the big brands took note, says Michael Solomon, marketing professor at St. Joseph's University. And now?
They're highlighting the natural aspects of existing products where in the past that wouldn't have been part of their appeal. So it's not that they're doing anything different with the product. They're just
marketing tired brands with a fresh face, adding a Gillette subscription shave club and a makeover for a core product, Olay, says Sucharita Kadali, a retail analyst at Forrester Research.
They've essentially reintroduced the brand, I think, to younger generations with that. And, you know, maybe it's finally caught up.
So it's working, helping a legacy company like Procter & Gamble compete against smaller boutique brands and other similar bargain-priced competition. P&G posted a $10 billion profit last year under pressure from an activist investor concerned that wasn't enough. Now the company's trimmed back on marketing costs by 6%, and their Gillette Shave Club is going strong. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.